In case you didn't know, I'm Dylan Lepore, and this is the fourth Thursday Afternoon Games Chat. Each and every week on Thursday at 12 p.m. Eastern Time, a new podcast released on YouTube, iTunes, and other podcasting services talking about the games I play, a little history on them, maybe a review, but ultimately the checkup on you guys. Are you well? Good. You can find that MP4 on YouTube at youtube.com/DylanLepore and find the MP3 on SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/Dylan_Lepore. So with that, let's get this thing started.
Lead the way. Get your rock off my map.
This is amazing.
Let's do this.
So, welcome to the Thursday Afternoon Games Chat. Again, this is Thursday. I hope you guys are having a great afternoon. I wanted to bring this podcast back as well, as long with my Monday morning PlayStation podcast, which airs at 6 a.m. on Monday mornings weekly. This will be a 15 to 30 minute podcast. It'll probably end at 15 minutes, in case I feel like, or unless you guys want a 30 minute podcast. It used to be 30 minutes long, but I was running out of things to say about the same game, for 30 minutes, because it's much easier. Again, it's much easier to talk with, if I'm like debating about something, or if I like have a conflicting issue, it's much easier to talk to somebody than just, you know, talk to myself about a game, when it's only one-sided, because it's my side. It's one-sided, so it's my side. So, thank you for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy this podcast. Today's game, we are talking about Spyro, the Reignited Trilogy. And before that, you know... this is ginger ale, by the way. Okay. So, I played Spyro when I was a kid. I still do, Jesus. And I'm only 20, so I'm still technically a kid. So with that, rant, that's not really a rant, but okay, let me get on topic here. With Spyro, I played Spyro a lot when I was younger. It is like the defining game for me as a generation. It's what I grew up on. When I say what I grew up playing or what I grew up watching with movies, I grew up watching Blade, the Blade trilogy, and Austin Powers trilogy. And so I had my personality, I would say, is a good blend of both of those. It's man, Wesley Snipes need to make a fourth Blade movie, and freaking Mike Myers needs to make a fourth freaking Austin Powers movies. Those movies are the best. Each one has a special place in my heart. Just like the original PlayStation 3 Spyro trilogy. Look at that. Nice transition, Dylan. But the original Spyro trilogy was one of my... Well, is one of my... is my favorite trilogy of games, because I just grew up on them, and I played the heck out of Spyro Year of the Dragon. While I did play Spyro the Dragon, the disc got lost, and I really only played it like a few times, just here and there, and then I actually never played Spyro 2 Ripto's Rage, because I started out with playing Spyro Year of the Dragon, and I was trying to connect the dots. I just really enjoyed the characters in the game, and like Agent 9, and God, I'm freaking drawing a blank on the character's name. Sheila the Kangaroo and Bentley, or Agent 9, Sheila the Kangaroo, Bentley, and the Penguin, Sergeant Bird. And I just really drew to the characters, and I loved playing with Bentley and doing the boxing, and Sheila, and I just loved Sheila's attitude. And Agent 9 was super crazy, and that was the second That was the second introduction of the professor. When you get to the end of the game, spoiler alert for a, you know, freaking 20-year-old game. But it's a game I literally played Spyro Year of the Dragon like 50 to 100 times up until now. It's literally one of my favorite games of all time. I replay that game like yearly, every few months even, just because it's just a fun game. I have it on my PS Vita, on my PSP, on my PS3, and now I have the remastered edition too, so you know, I have it everywhere, and it's just a really fun game to play, and I really enjoy it, especially the skateboarding and trying to figure out new tricks and stuff and things to do and get the skill points. And we'll go into more in depth about the actual game in a bit, but I really never got Spyro 2 Ripto's Rage, or I really never played Spyro the Dragon until years before, like when I was like around 8 or 10 or so or more, because again, these games came out 1998 to 2000. I was born in 1998, and so I only played the Spyro Year of the Dragon. And so fortunately, when we first moved, there was a Goodwill nearby, and there was another game trading place that closed up there, that closed down. I don't know if the whole store is I think that store just closed down, or either the entire place closed down. And if you also know about Play and Trade, that closed down, sadly. Tear in my eye. But yeah, I finally got into like buying games and getting games and like exploring games and looking at, and that's where like I can say that Spyro is where it all started for me, especially just with games and liking games and like really liking PlayStation. And I mean, I'm doing this whole PlayStation podcast thing, and I really love PlayStation. I mean, I still have a PS Vita, and I have a PSVR right now, and so I really like Sony and PlayStation. Spyro is kind of where it started all for me, and so I went to these places and I got the games, and I was like, man, I got these freaking games. And I was like, I didn't know this existed. And I was like, oh, I didn't know this existed. And I didn't know this existed. And I started finding all these other Spyro games, and the Game Boy games, and the Nintendo GameCube, and the PlayStation 2, and the PS3. I never played Skylanders, so I do not consider that an official Spyro game, even though it, you know, it is. But it's not. It's not. but I really did enjoy The Legend of Spyro. The trilogy. The first one, A New Beginning, I played that just the same way as I played Spyro Year of the Dragon. I played that. I beat that. I can't tell you how many times I beat that game. I just really loved the combat in that game. I thought that was a solid game and a solid story. I loved the ending. The second one was ridiculously hard for no reason at all. The third one did leaps and bounds, but I still hold a special place for Spyro the New Beginning. But the third game in that trilogy was a lot better than the second game. And plus, in the third game, spoiler alert, but it's in the trailer and stuff like that, but you can fly around, freely fly around, and it's really fun and really cool. And I thought the way the combat and the story was, it was just super entertaining, and I played that game a bunch of times. I still haven't beaten the second game yet because it's so freaking hard, and so I'm slowly going through it as the years go by. I'm slowly like, all right, let's get down, let's try to figure this out, because the second game in the Legend of Spyro is just, it's stupid hard, for no reason. And God, there's my rant, but also some history. And so I finally got these games, and I started playing them, and I literally played all Spyro. I've played every single Spyro game since the freaking beginning of Spyro, again, freaking 1998. And just a special place in my heart, and I hope you guys can feel the same way about that if you guys played Spyro before. But just, man, Spyro is is my favorite game of all time. At least Spyro Year of the Dragon is my favorite game of all time, I would have to say. I play that game back to front, inside and out. I know everything about the game. I know I can beat it in freaking hours. I can go in depth about more. If you want to know more, I can make a separate video about that differently with videos and other stuff, not in podcast form. But if you guys are interested in that, I can get really in depth about more Spyro stuff if you really want that and want my experiences. But I want to get into Spyro Reignited Trilogy. So let's do that. So the Spyro Reignited Trilogy is a platform video game developed by Toys for Bob, who also developed Skylanders, and published by Activision, who also published Skylanders. It is a collection of remasters of the first three games in the Spyro series: Spyro the Dragon, Spyro 2 Ripto's Rage, and Spyro Year of the Dragon. The game was released for the PlayStation 4 and Xbox One on November 13th, 2018. So it was, again, it was originally developed the 1998 and the 2000. So the first three, the original trilogy, for the PlayStation 1 was originally developed by Insomniac Games, who is known for Ratchet and Clank. And now a bunch of other side games, and now they are expanding since then they have expanded to other consoles. They're not exclusively PlayStation anymore. But you can also think they also recently released Crash Bandicoot Insane Trilogy, who, if you didn't know who made that, Naughty Dog Games actually made that, who are known for now. They were known, well, back then, Naughty Dog's impressive developer. They made Jack and Dexter, then Uncharted, and then The Last of Us, and so they just keep rolling out with amazing games, and so I don't think they're going to stop. So, also, Tom Kenny, who is known for voicing SpongeBob off of SpongeBob and SquarePants, Tom Kenny, who voiced Spyro the Dragon in the original Ripto's Rage and Year of the Dragon, reprised his role in Spyro Reignited Trilogy with re-recorded voice lines. And Stuart Copeland, the music composer of the three original games, wrote a new main theme for the compilation. His original compositions for the games were remastered by Steven Van Valk, hopefully I said that name right again, an employee of Toys for Bob, with the game including an option to choose between two soundtracks, so you can go back into the original soundtrack. I did that every now and then, but I also really like that they have a dynamic soundtrack that when you're running, it's just like run, and then it's the music like speeds up, and like when you're just like prancing around, the music goes back to normal and just like chills or mellows out, and I think it's really cool and I really like it. And I think it's a great game. I do have some issues with it, though. There's a lot of glitches here and there. Again, I've played these games. I've played these games way more than you actually should. So I noticed some stuff. There's a lot of glitches, especially with Bentley, the Yeti. I'm pretty sure that's his name. Yeah. Bentley the Yeti. The first two games, Spyro the Year of the Dragon and Spyro Ripto's Rage, were great, were awesome. They played smoothly. There was not really anything noticeable that I've really seen as like glitchy or anything like that. But I thought the first two were pretty solid. I platinumed both of them in friggin' hours, like two a day. And then when I got to Spyro Year of the Dragon, I started noticing some stuff. And maybe it was just a little bit too much, but I started noticing some glitches and some things not working out how they should, and just like characters messing up. And it was not, I was kind of as I played these games, I played this game a lot. It just kind of disappointed me that it wasn't to its full capability, or they didn't really realize these glitches. But I was not entirely disappointed, but I was very upset that it wasn't as up to par as I would like it to be. But with that, I give the trilogy an 8 out of 10, I believe. I think that's fair. The first two games were great. The third one is just like it hit me hard, and so I have to give it an 8. I would love to give it a perfect 10 out of 10, but I'll save that. I'll give the PlayStation 1 Spyro Year of the Dragon a 10 out of 10. But this trilogy, I think it's a good solid 8 out of 10. I mean, I really appreciate what they did, and I was super excited. I mean, I bought a t-shirt. I bought the GameStop t-shirt and everything with it, and it was just super exciting. If you haven't played Spyro yet, this is the time now. So please do that. And God, I just really love what they did, and bringing this back, and so more people can play it is just a charm, and I really love it. So with that, let me know what you guys think about Spyro in the comments down below. And so, in case you didn't know, I'm Dylan Lepore, and this is the fourth Thursday Afternoon Games Chat. Each and every week on Thursday at 12 p.m. Eastern Time, a new podcast released on YouTube, iTunes, and other podcasting services, talking about the games I play, a little history on them, maybe a review, but ultimately to check up on you guys. Find the MP4 on YouTube at youtube.com/DylanLepore, and find the MP3 on SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/Dylan_Lepore. Thanks for listening to my podcast, and feel free to chat with me on Twitter at Dylan's Legos. Talk to me about what you guys like about Spyro, and I really want to know. I really want to discuss with you guys about Spyro, and if you guys, you love Spyro as much as I do. I mean, I don't know if that's possible, but feel free to contact me anytime. I just really like Spyro, and I hope you guys appreciate that. And so I'll see you guys on the next one, on the next blah, 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 the video, you know, the thingy. See you guys later. Bye.
Lead the way. Get your rock off my map.
This is amazing. Let's do this.